Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us Tuesday, June 16th at 12 noon Eastern, 7 p.m. Israel time for the Siyum celebrating the completion of Sefer Melachim Aleph with Mrs. Michal Horowitz. You can sign up, check out Tardi Mecha Sefer resources, and support Tardi Mecha Nachyomi in one easy location. Go to ouwomen.org/Sefer Summary. That's ouwomen.org/Sefer Summary. I look forward to seeing you at the Siyum. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with OU Women's Initiative. I'm Michal Horowitz, and today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Chof Aleph. More about the corrupt ways of Ahab and Izebel. Very tragic happenings here. Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi achar dvarim ha'ela, kerem hayu en navos ha'yizra'eli, asher b'yizri'el, etzel heicha achav melech shermah. We meet a person named Navos or Navot, Navot ha'yizra'eli, who was in Yisrael, and he had a vineyard near the palace of Ahav in the Shamam. Who was Navos? Our school tells us Navos the Israeli was the king's cousin. He was the son of his father's brother, according to the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin, so he was the first cousin of Ahav. He was also a righteous person, this is very important, who ignored the northern kingdom's prohibition against being Olo L'Ragel to the Beit HaMikdash. He had a beautiful voice which inspired his fellow pilgrims. That's according to Yalkut Shimoni. The Malbim says, although Ahav's primary residence was in the Shimon, he also had a palace in Israel, which was adjacent to the vineyard. Okay, so what happens? Pasuk Beis, Vayidaber Achav El Navos, Neymar, Tunali Es Karmicha, Vayidi the Ganyarok, Kyu Karav Eitzel BC, Ve'etnelecha Techtav Kerem Tov Mimenu, Imtov Beinecha, Etnelecha Kesef Mechirza. So Achav makes actually a very good proposition. He says to Navos, listen, give me your vineyard. It will be for me a green garden, Ganyarok, a vegetable garden. It is close to my palace. I will give you instead an even better vineyard. And if it's good in your eyes, I will even give you silver for the price of the vineyard. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Navos el Achav chalila li mei Hashem. Mititi et nachas avosai lach. Navos says, profanity be to me, to God, to give you the inheritance and portion of my father's. Our school teaches us, quoting the Malbim, although Navos had a right to decline Achav's offer, the vehemence of his answer was disrespectful. It was an implied rebuke, as if to say, I would not give up my physical inheritance, but you, Achav, have abandoned the Torah, the spiritual heritage of our ancestors, and cast your lot with the idols of your queen. So what happens? Navos refused. Pasuk Dalet. Vayavo Achav el Beiso. Sar v'Sefer reminds me actually of Haman. Sorry to compare a Jewish king to Haman, but it does. Vayavo Haman el Beiso Eva v'Chafui Rosh. Why? Because he can't have Mordechai's respect. Achav comes home to his house. He is very upset. Sar v'Sefer al Adavar Sher Diber Elav Navos Yisraeli. Vayomer Lo Eitem Lechas Nachas Avosai Vayishkav Amito. So he's literally physically sick. He comes home from his house. We are in Pasuk Dalet, and he's so upset that he has been refused to be given the vineyard, and he comes home sullen, and he's angry because Navos said no, and he has to lay down in his bed. He turns his face to face the wall, and he refuses to eat bread. Nobody knows what's wrong. Izebel says, what is going on? Why are you in such a bad mood? Why are you eating? And he speaks to Navos the Israeli. He tells his wife, listen, I went to Navos the Israeli, and I said to him, give me your vineyard, Bekesef, I'm going to pay you. Oh, Imchafetz Atak, Nelecha Kerem Techtav, I'll pay you. If you desire, I'll give you an even better vineyard. Vayomer, but Navos said to me, Lo Eitin Lechaz Kermi, I will not give you my vineyard. Atomer Elav Izebel Ishto, Izebel's wife said, Oive, Ata, you, Ata now, Tas, and Melucha, Aizo, Ata with an Aleph, you, Ata with an I now, Tasa Malucha Israel, act like a king, be a man up, she says, Kum, get up, Echol Lechem, eat bread. The eat of Libecha, your heart will feel good. Ani etein lechaz kerem Navos ha'Israeli, don't worry, leave it to me, I'm going to give you the vineyard of Navos the Israeli. What does she do? Vatichtov Sfarim b'shem Achav, she takes Achav's seal, his signet, she takes scrolls, and she writes scrolls. in the name of Ach of Tachton because Moshe seals it with his royal seal. Vatushlach Svarim Elazikanim the Elachorim Asher B'iro HaYoshvi Mesnavos. She sends these scrolls to the elders and the officials in the city of Yisrael who dwelled with Navos. What did she write? Vatichto B'Svarim Lemer. What did these scrolls say? Kerutzom. She wrote scrolls in the name of Ach of declare a fast V'Hoshivu Es Navos B'Rosh Ha'am. Proclaim a fast day and sit Navos at the head of the people. Why? What's the point here? Rashi says, Kirutzom, Ubiyom Tzom, Darcham Livdok, Ba'aveiro Shabiyadam. On a fast day, it was their custom to check what sins were in their hand. So, in other words, they're going to uncover the sin of Navos. Because a fast day is a time for introspection. So, they're going to say, what sins do we have here? The Radak says, Kirutzom, Kimashmo, Lashon Tainis, like it sounds like, declare fast, V'chein Targum Yonasan, Gazrutzom, like Targum Yonasan says, declare fast, V'amraze, why did she say, says the Radak, Lefisha, B'yama Tainis, Mefash Peshin B'mase, in paraphrase of Chazab. On a day of a fast, they examine their deeds. And if they find that there is iniquity, someone is liable, there's been guilt and sin, they're going to rectify it. Therefore, and it's interesting, the Radak quotes his father, Adoni Avizal, my master, my father, Perush Tzom, Kibbutz, declare a fast day and gather everybody in. And he brings a proof of this from Yirmiyah, Mefseches Chulin. But Lamaisa, the point is that both Rashi and Radak are telling us that a fast day is a time of introspection. So when they do this, Yafashfesh B'masov, Yamashmesh B'masov, let's do a Chashban and Nefesh, they're going to find who is the sinner, Navos. I'm a sinner, I'm putting it down in quotes. Pasuk Yud, she was very, very wicked. Isabel. And furthermore, the letters continue. V'hoshivu shnei anashim b'nei Belial negdo. See, two wicked men opposite Navos. V'yiduhu. And they will testify, they'll be witnesses against him. Lemar saying, Beirachta, that is a paraphrase. That's not a paraphrase, is the wrong word. A euphemism. Beirachta Elokim v'melech. They're going to say, what is Navos' sin? He cursed God and he cursed the king. He was married b'melech u'shamayim. He was married b'melech. V'otziu, take him out, v'siklu, and stone him, v'yamas, and he shall die. Oh, why does she need to set this up? This is a question of the Radak. Like, why can't you just order that they should kill him? Why do they have to make a whole sham trial to say that Navos is guilty? It was a place full of idol worship. Why can't they just kill him? The Radak addresses this. Radak to Pasugir. Yeidubo, these two witnesses, these evil men, should testify against him. Yeishlish all, says the Radak. You can ask, Kevan Shahasarim Vahasiganim, Yodu Hard Hadavar Kishekar Haya. The officials here know that this whole plot is false. This is all a lie. It's to set up Navos to declare him guilty and punishable by death, but it's not true. Lama hayu tzrichin the chozeh yargu b'mitzvah sizavo below edus who below davar. Why do you need to go through this whole sham for? Just kill him. Say Izavo said Navos had to be killed. Period. The end. You need to set up a whole mock trial. Hatushuva. The answer is kizikni ha'ir v'hasarim hayu ma'atin v'yadam hayu b'mal imizavo. The truth is that the elders of the city who were wicked and the officials of the city were few, and their hands were really with the trespass with the wicked of Izavel. If the elders would have revealed to the nation, the nation would never have allowed Navos to just be killed stam. Never mind Navos' relatives. If Izavel said, I'm killing without charge, the people would never have allowed it. The Ilu Ratzitza Izavel Lahargo below Mishpa, Lohayu Koach Biyada. If Izavel wanted to kill him without a trial, without any reason, without saying justice is being served, she could never have done so. Ki Afligzol HaKerem Lohayala Koach. She couldn't even steal the vineyard. She certainly couldn't kill a person without reason. Ki Acha V'Izavel, continues the Radak. Even though Achav and Izavel were so wicked against heaven, against God, in their idol worship, that to become murderers of innocent people, robbers of innocent people without justice in the land, their constituents, the people in Israel, Malchus Yisrael, would have rebelled against them. Kilo hayu manichim balech aleim im lo yamid eretz b'mishpat. It's one thing if Achav and Izebel, you want to do a avodah zarah, but there's not going to be justice. You're going to start murdering innocent people and stealing their vineyards. That will never allow that. Aval lemanum be'avodas gilu lemo hayu yicholim. The people cannot prevent them from doing idol worship. Kilo hayu ela shivas alafim asher lo kar lebal. And the entire Malchus Yisrael, there were only 7,000 people who did not worship avodah zarah. Vishar Yisrael hayu rabim ma'od. There were a lot of people in Israel. Shahayu libam be'amunas habal, that unfortunately believed in the Baal. Shahayu mitamim oso neviyah Baal, because the neviyah Baal managed to convince almost the entire Malchus Yisrael that Baal was the way to go. Forget God. We know the truth. Baal is the truth. Of course, Rechman Al-Tzan, that's totally corrupt and wrong. But Radak says the people would never have allowed Achav and Izebel to start killing indiscriminately. Lafichach biksha Izebel alila. Therefore, she looked for some kind of pretense. Shaha yarog Navos b'mishpat. She says, no, we're carrying out the execution of Navos, righteous justice. Ki harge manchus nischehem lamelech. Those who are killed by the king, the property goes to the king. Ubatcha Izebel bezikne Yisrael. Who? Izebel trusted the elders of Israel who were corrupt. She yichsu Allah, they will cover up for her. The ya'alimu adavra, they'll hide the truth of the matter. Oh, yada behem, shahayu yirinas Achav. She also knew that these elders feared Achav very much. Lafichach kasva lahem b'shem Achav, v'chasma lahem b'chosma. That's why she wrote the letters in Achav's name. She knew that the Zakenim were afraid of Achav. Ki yada shalo yishnu achre dibro, v'afal pishayu yodim. Even though they knew it was false, they would never deviate from what Achav commanded them. When it came to this, false witnesses and murder, the Zakenim were Rishaim. Just like the witnesses were, like Izebel says, therefore sit two wicked men as witnesses opposite him. Okay, Pasuk Yud Aleph is actually very, very interesting teaching of the Radak. Lamaisa, the people are so steep in avodah zarah and Baal worship, but to start murdering innocent people, that they would never tolerate. And therefore, she knows that, and that's why she has to set up this whole sham. Okay, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayasu anche iro zekeinim v'achorim asher yoshvim b'ira kasher shachaleim izeva. So what do? The officers and the elders of the city and the officials over the city, Pasuk Yud Aleph, set up exactly as Izebel told them, like it was written in the letters from Achav. Karutzom, they declared a fast. Oh, well, Shivas Navos, Brosha'am. They sit Navos at the head as if to say, we're going to do a fish push b'masav, yamash mesh b'masav, not of our own deeds, of course. Let's examine the deeds of Navos. Ayavosh Neo Nashim b'nei Blia, Vayeshu Negdo, Vayi. Vayeiduhu anshei Abliel as Navos negaram lemer beirach Navos elokim v'marech. They bring these two false witnesses in front of the eyes of the people. The witnesses says, this man cursed God and the king. Vayotziu michutz la'ir. They take him outside the city. Vayiskeruhu. They stone him, ba'avanim, with stones, vayamos, and he died. Very interestingly, why was Navos worthy of death? So the Art School tells us, quoting the Malbim, One second, that's not what I wanted to tell you. Just joking. Okay. Our scroll tells us, quoting the Gemara in Yalkut Shimoni, although Navos was innocent of blasphemy, he did not, of course, curse God or the king. It is axiomatic that there was a reason why divine justice allowed him to be killed. The Torah promises those who go to Jerusalem for the pilgrimage festivals will be given divine protection. Maseches Pesachim. But that year he did not go, and thereby fortified his divine protection against Izebel, Yalkut Shimoni. Furthermore, according to the Me'am Lois, the Torah promises no one will covet the property of the pilgrims. But since Navos did not go, his property was indeed coveted. I know it sounds like it's difficult to understand, but we also have to know that Kosh Baruch Hu is medactic with Tzadikim Kachur HaSa'ara, and someone so righteous who went every year was expected to continue going. And even though Achav and Izebel's actions were completely abhorrent and despicable, they will be punished very severely. At the same time, for some reason, Navos deserved Misa Bidei Shemayim. Pasuk Gidal, Vayishtichu al Izebel, not really Bidei Shemayim. Okay, Lamaisa, divine justice allowed him to be killed. Vayishtichu al Izebel Lemor, and they sent Izebel a message saying, which means they knew that the letters were written by Achav. Aha, but they really knew it was Yzevel. Sukal Navash Vayamash, she gets word, he has been stoned, he is dead. And when Yzevel hears that Navash was stoned and died, Yzevel says to Achav, kum, get up. Pasuk Tesvav, Reish Eskerem Navash Yisrael, Asher Me'ein Laseisecha Bekesev, Ki'ein Navash Chai, Ki'meis, get up, honey. You know the vineyard you wanted that Navash wouldn't sell you? It's yours, go take possession of it. Navash is dead. And when Achav hears that Navash is dead, no questions asked, he gets up, he goes down to the kerem, and he takes possession. It's now his inheritance. Vayhi dvar Hashem Eliyahu Tishbi Deimar. The word of God appears to Eliyahu the Tishbi, saying, get up, go down to meet Achav, the king of Israel, that is in the Shamran. Behold, in the kerem of Navos, that he went down there to take possession of it. And you shall speak to him, saying, Ko Amar Hashem, you, Eliyahu, should speak to Navos, saying, so says the Lord, Haratzachta, the Gam Yerashta, you killed. You took possession. The Dibar to Olav Lamer, Ka'amar Hashem. And you, Eliyahu, should tell Navos, B'makamasher lakuku ha'kalavim es dam Navos, Yaloku ha'kalavim es dam chagamata. And the place where the dogs lick the blood of Navos, the dogs will lick your blood. And Achav says to Eliyahu, and when that's the Nevuah. So when Achav sees Eliyahu, he does not know why Eliyahu came, what Eliyahu is coming to say. So when Achav sees Eliyahu, Hamitzasani Oivi, have you found me, my enemy? Achav says to Eliyahu. Oh, and Eliyahu says, yeah, Taka, I found you. You better believe I found you. Matzatzi, yes, I have found you. Yan hisma kerchal asus harabein Hashem, since you have plotted and devoted your whole life to doing bad in the eyes of God. Hinini mevi elecha ra'a. I'm bringing upon you evil. Uviarta acharecha. I am going to destroy those who come after you from your family. Vichrati from Koris la'achav mashtim bekir. We've seen that expression before. Anyone who urinates against the wall, that means any males from your line will be cut off. Va'atzer va'azuv b'yisra. Anyone who is protected, anyone who is supported in Israel from your line, they're going to be cut down. Remember those two wicked kings, Yeravam and Basha, your household will become like them because of the anger that you angered God and because you caused Israel the sin you brought upon Israel. And also Yzevel, says God, saying, the dogs will eat Yzevel in the walls of Israel. Continues Eliyahu, Hameis la'achav b'ir yochu hakalavim. Those from the family of Achav who die in the city, the dogs will eat their flesh. Ameis basada yochu of hashamayim pasuch of dad. And those who die in the fields, the birds will eat them. Rak lo haya ka'achav asher hismaker lasos harab b'nei Hashem. There was no one like Achav who devoted himself to doing wicked in the eyes of God. Asher hisata oso izevel ishto. Who caused him to do the bad? He was a weak personality. He went after his wife. The pasuk tells us in Mishlei Perikudalit pasukav Chachmos Noshim Ban Sabesa Vivalis Biyadet Torasena. The wisdom of the woman builds the house, and the foolish one destroys it with her own hands. Yzevel was a strong woman. Achav was a person who went after everything she said. He convinced Israel to do bad. He himself did wicked because he was swayed by Yzevel, his wife. Which, of course, is not an excuse. A person has to act like an Eved Hashem. La'yita'ev ma'od, from the word abominable. Sorry, it is abominable before Hashem. La'yita'ev ma'od. It's like a to'eva to God. La'lechas acharei giludim. He was acting in an abominable fashion to go after Vodazar Kachal, Sher Asu, Amori, Sher Hoi, Sher Shem, and Pnei B'nei Israel. Just like one of the Canaanite tribes that Moi did, who Hashem had caused, chased out before the children of Israel. La'hi kishma Achav es hadvarim ha'eila. Interestingly, when Achav hears what Eliyahu said about him and his household and Yzevel, what will happen? La'yikra b'godav. All of a sudden he tears kriya. V'yasam sak al besar v'yatsam. Really, we see from the personality of Achav that it really seems that inside himself, he has part of himself that's really good and wants to do Ratzon Hashem, but he is a weak, it seems, but he's such a weak personality, he's not able to stand up to his wife. Remember, when all the Bnei Bial are shechted in the Nevi'e Baal, in Nachal Kidron, so he doesn't say anything bad. He goes home and he can't wait to tell Yzevel what happened. So it seems to be clearly there's something deep inside of him, the neshama that really wants to serve Hashem, but unfortunately he's not able to bring that to fruition fully. He can't stand up against his wife, against the Avodah Zarah. He can't make his own decisions. You know, when he hears Navos is dead, he's he's like, oh, gewalt, like, I'm going to take the field. Like, didn't you wonder how this happened? It was after these things, Achav tears his clothing, he puts sackcloth on his flesh, vayatzam, he fasted. Vayishkav basak, he lay down in sackcloth. He's taking an expression of repentance. It's Pasuch of Zion. It's really very, very powerful. When he hears what's going to happen, all of a sudden he's doing teshuva. And Chazal say that this was not a fake teshuva. This was actually a very sincere teshuva. Ayalech ad, he walks about slowly and barefoot. And the art school tells us, he removed his leather shoes as a sign of mourning. Radak says he walked slowly, contemplating his sinful past. The Ralbag says he walked alone, avoiding people, like someone who had been publicly rebuked. So we really see that, very interestingly, he takes his teshuva upon himself. So what happens next? Because of the teshuva, Vayid Varsham Eile Eliyahu HaTishbi Leymar, the word of Hashem is to Eliyahu Tishbi, saying, Hara'isa ki nichna Achav Milfanai. Have you seen? Achav is humbled before me. Hashem, could you imagine the koach of teshuva from Achav? Hashem accepts his teshuva. Ya'an ki nichna mipanai, because he is humbled and he took my words to heart. Lo avi hara biyamav biyamei b'no avi hara albi. So I will not bring the wicked that I promised upon his household in his lifetime, rather in the days of his son. Oh, sorry, that's the next parak. I wanted to quote something from Rashi, last Rashi to last Pasuk, Pasuk of Tash, lo avi ara, ras beso lo avi biyamav. The wicked, that will, the punishment that will befall his household, I will not bring in his days, says Hashem. Aval gzeiras yiluku hakelavim esdama, but the promise, the nevuah that you said, the dogs will lick his blood. Hashem said, I can't bring that in the days of his son. I said, the dogs will lick his blood. So the dogs will lick his blood, but the cutting off of his entire household will happen in the days of his son, not in his days, Allah love. Only upon him the dogs will lick his blood, but not upon the cutting off of his family will occur in the days of his son. So we see here, very interestingly, Achav really has in himself that he wants to be a good person. We have to learn from here that when we have good intentions, we have to strive to surround ourselves with good people and bring them to fruition. And of course, Baruch Hu always accepts teshuva, which should spur us, of course, to always be faithful of the Hashem. Dedicated and honest means it's chus for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them koch and wisdom to lead Kaiser and bring us closer to Hashem in the coming of Mashiach b'mher b'yameinu. Amen. Kol tov. Thank you so much to all. We will continue Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.